nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
Zaysu back again, East Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comic collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. And this is another best of the year. Before I go any further, it's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? We're back with our second episode. This is TV part two. First one we did, first one we dropped last year was the comic book episodes, TVs, and now we're doing just regular TV. There has been a ton of TV. I started some and never went back to them, so I didn't really officially want to put them on this list. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to go back to. It's an old show, but I didn't finish it. I eventually want to get back to The Wire. I kind of fell into that, and then I just kind of stopped because season two was blind. I'm borderline ready to just skip it and go on to the third season because nothing's happening. Good. And you're the one. Other than you, other people have been telling me, dude, season two was weak. Go to the next season. I'm like, oh yep. Man. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm only about halfway through that one, but. Yeah.
And it's funny, if you type in online The Wire season two, there's all this praise for it. Oh, it's underrated. The beloved Wire season two. It's misunderstood. Maybe it could be, but once you see what happens in three and four, like it makes two look even worse, in my opinion.
I don't know. We'll see. But all right. Best TV, our best TV. We're giving you six TV shows.
Yep.
Let's dive into this. What is your number six of 2021?
All right. I debated this for a minute, but since this is personal to us, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I got to give a spot. So I'm going to give it here a number six spot to the show that I spent the most time on this year yet again. Devoted all the time of the show, which is a full 37 episodes. And not only that, but I spent time on the live feeds. And with that, you know, I'm talking about Big Brother. The season that ran from July 7th through September 29th. It was a historic season with the All African American Alliance, the Cookout, making history, making it to final six and securing the first ever, the first ever African American winner of American Big Brother. There have been African American winners of other seasons of the show, but they really made history this year. As far as like them doing it though, like it didn't make for the most shocking of gameplay, which sometimes when Big Brother, like they can get you with the shocks and the upsets and the blind sides, people didn't know they were going home. It can be really exciting TV, but when you know what's happening, when you see what's happening, when you can see what's happening from weeks ahead, you can see how the game plays out. Like sometimes that can mess, you know, like that can take away a little bit of the drama, but there's still just no escaping how many hours of this year I spent dedicated to the show. So it really had to get a spot in my countdown when I had my list in front of me. I was like, I gotta give this a spot. Like I spent so much time on the show this year. So, and we're getting two seasons in this coming year. We're getting a celebrity season here in February, which only runs for a month, and then a whole new season in summer again, another 3 months. So Yeah. But number six in my countdown, the 23rd season of The American Big Brother.
All right. I don't get into any of that. Last time I watched Big Brother is the last time I was at your house, which was like a year or so ago. All right. This was a show that came out. This is actually a limited series. This came out September 17th, and it hit Netflix and just took over the world by storm. I didn't hear about it until people started talking about it. One of my friends go, "Hey, man, have you guys talked about Squid Game?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, man, it's about this show, and you got to win money and this and that." And then you were saying you had seen some of it, but don't stay away from spoilers. And then I was like, all right, I was late to the party. So I was like, all right, let me just give it a shot so we can talk about it on the show. Hundreds of cash strapped players accept a strange invitation to compete in the children games inside a tempting prize awaits with deadly high stakes, a survival game that has a whooping $45.6 billion won prize at stake. I am not going to try to pronounce any of these characters' names, but man, this show was awesome. I loved it. It kept my attention. After that first episode, I didn't binge it all the way through, but I got over half the season that first sit down to watch it. I started it at work. Luckily, it was kind of slow that day, so I got most of the series done. There's 10 episodes, and I was like, wow, what's going on? And then there's all these characters, the main ones that are playing the game and the people that are running the game, and who are these people and why are they doing this? I thought it was going to be one of those ones where they just go out and kidnap people and force them to play this game. But no, this was a game where they were given the opportunity. You can come play or you don't have to. So everybody that went into this game went on their own, and they did tell them, look, you can leave whenever you want. So, but it was interesting to see. It's basically a story of other than these people that are down and out, but on humanity, on what you'll do as far as for money and how people can get. I mean, especially when you're playing a game like this. I mean, like with Azizu, with his Big Brothers and his Survivor and all that stuff. All that is a game. You got to go into those things like, look, I'm going to win and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. No one dies in them, but in this, you're going to do what you have to do to win, but there is those consequences of other people dying or yourself dying in this. So I think that's what really kept my attention with this series. I only watched it one time, but I'll probably eventually get to it again, but I thought it was amazing. I know this Halloween, I saw these costumes everywhere. Mainly the guys in red with the masks and everything. So, but I thought this show was awesome. And this is coming in at my number six spot. And this is the Netflix original series from, was it South Korea? Is that where it was from? South Korean Squid Game.
Yep. And I'll have more to say on it shortly. But for now, I'll jump to my number five spot. And that's a favorite for years now, finally making its return, as I mentioned after the first episode on the regular pod. Succession, it's back, and I'm loving it. I love this cast. One of my favorite shows on TV. I've said this a few times. To me, it feels like a real-world, modern-day Game of Thrones. The way they maneuver for power and backstab and power plays and all this and that, starring Brian Cox, Kieran Culkin, Matthew McFadden, Sarah Snook, Jeremy Strong. Yeah, back after a while, like I said, the second season aired during 2019, so it was 2 years in between season, but it's back. And like right away, like I said, the way they kicked it off into the season, I'll just read this little thing. Following the bomb cell presser, a righteous Kendall scrambles to find a base of operation while Logan's team searches for safe harbor. That whole thing, that whole kind of reorienting, like where we're at and teams going to battle type thing. Yeah, I mean, another great season of the show. I love it so much, and it looks like we're going to get a fourth season. So very excited about that. Hopefully we don't have to wait 2 years for that. Hopefully they can get right on that. We'll get another one here. Maybe even the end of this next year, hopefully.
All righty. On to my number five. This came out January 1st of 2021. And I zipped through this whole season, pretty much the first the night it dropped at midnight. Okay, after I watched the ball drop, I went and watched this, and this was Cobra Kai season 3. Oh my God, I couldn't wait. I mean, Cobra Kai has been on my list the past couple of years since it's been out, being season 1 and season 2, and season 3. The way season 2 ended was I was just like, oh my God, with that whole big fight in the high school, and then this was the aftermath of what was going on to what was to come and everything. And when they were showing us teasers on what was happening, there were some characters that were coming back from the movies that were in this, and my mind was blown. I was like, what the fuck. I was like, how are they going to do this? So this one was awesome. And there was an episode, I believe it was the fourth episode, that had me in tears because of what was going on with Daniel LaRusso and him going back to Japan and going back to Okinawa, where his sensei was from, Miyagi. And him reuniting with Kumiko, Tamlin, Tamita, still beautiful woman, and then meeting his rival in Okinawa, Chosen, played by Yuji Okamoto. And oh my God, I just could not believe what was happening in this. And I just couldn't believe it that we got to see Chosen again. You guys remember Chosen from the second film, as well as Kumiko. And it was awesome. But then honoring Mr. Miyagi and all that, it was awesome. And finding out there was more to Miyagi-Do karate. So because Chosen did teach Daniel some moves that he used later on in the series, and also another returning cast member from the films, mainly from the first film. We got Allie Mills, played by the beautiful Elizabeth Shue. She came back, and I was, the way season 1 ended, it was season 2, the way that ended, when Johnny sent her a Facebook request, and then his phone blowing up and saying that Allie accepted your request, and I couldn't wait for season 3. And it was just awesome. Every episode was awesome. Everybody in this, Ralph Macchio, William Zabka, and all the Cobra Kai's, and then they turn into the Eagle Fang karate. It was just an awesome show. From this show just starting on YouTube, I think it was like YouTube Red when it first came on, and then Netflix took over. I think the first two seasons were on YouTube, and then Netflix bought it, and then now it took over from there. But season 3 was awesome. I was going through a rough patch here in the Nez household, because this is when my wife and my son were sick with COVID, and she was just down and out in the bedroom. So I just kind of needed something to take my mind off of it. And this this helped it. Watching it all, because that when I like I said when it dropped at midnight, I could not stop watching. I watched it to a point where I was like, I better go to sleep. I got to get up and deal with everyone. So I slept a few hours, got up again, made sure everyone was okay and if they didn't need anything, and then dove right back in and finished season three. And I think when we recorded that episode, I said, you know what, this already everyone knew it was going to be on my list. So this show is awesome. I can't get enough of it. So it was amazing that we got that. Was a way to start off 2021 with Cobra Kai season three, and that is coming in hot in my number five spot.
All right, number four for me. Headed over to Hulu for Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. It follows three strangers who share an obsession with true crime and suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one. When a grisly death occurs inside their exclusive Upper West Side apartment building, the trio suspects murder and employs their precise knowledge of true crime to investigate the truth. As they record a podcast of their own to document the case, the three unravel complex secrets of the building, which stretch back years. Perhaps even more explosive are the lies they tell to one another. Soon the endangered trio comes to realize a killer might be living amongst them as they race to decipher the mounting clues before it's too late. Yeah, I only mentioned this once on the show before, but did end up going back to complete it. Really good, really like unlikely trio. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously Steve Martin, Martin Short make total sense together, but throwing Selena Gomez in the mix. I said this before when we first talked about it on the show that as a fan of true crime myself, I'm always watching the Datelines and the 2020s and the Investigation Discovery Channel, everything on there. I usually, I'll get away from it and then I'll go on like a big binge of stuff. Like I actually have the past couple of days watched a bunch of Body Cam and then Still a Mystery, a couple seasons of that. So I definitely relate on that whole thing. And then, yeah, like I said, it relates to us being that we've been doing this now for years, podcasting. The fact that they decide to turn their own investigation into a podcast, that's another layer to the show, obviously, that relates to us. So yeah, I really enjoyed the series. Did you ever get a chance to even check it out?
No, I didn't dive into it at all. I want to though.
Okay, yeah, no, it's good. And like I said, we talked about it first on the show, how we talked about Steve Martin and Martin Short movies and everything. I think you'll really enjoy their performances as it goes on. And Sting has a guest appearance in the series. He lives in the building.
The wrestler?
Oh, the police Sting.
Oh, there's only one Sting. yeah, I'll check it out. What was on Hulu, you said?
Yeah, Hulu.
Right. Yeah. I'll check it out. And that was what, your number four?
Yes.
All right. On to my number four. This was a show I just remember seeing little trailers for it, and I was like, what the hell is this? I didn't want to watch it because I don't really care for Stephen Amell. He's not Green Arrow or Arrow or whatever you guys. I tried that show and I'm like, no, thank you. But when I saw this show, everybody was hyping it up. And this is the Starz original. And this is Heels. Two brothers and rivals, one a villain or heel in the ring, the other hero or face, war over their fate, their late father's wrestling promotion, gaining national attention in a small town, Georgia. Again, this stars Stephen Amell, Alexander Ludwig, Mary McCormick, Allison Luff, Kelly Berlung, I think that's her name, Alan Maldonado, Roxton Garcia, Robbie Ramos, Chris Bauer, James Harrison Jr. Who did he play for?
The Steelers.
Yeah, him. I didn't know that until shout out to the Horror Returns. Phil mentioned him. He played football. Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that. Michael Malley, he's in this, and a bunch of other people. But to me, the one that I knew he was in it, but I wasn't sure on who he was going to be in the show. So I was kind of like, oh, all right, cool, we'll just wait. But when he came on the show, I was just like, whoa, I was blown away on who he was. He appeared on a couple episodes, but it is the best in the world. CM Punk. He was on this show. And I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. Phil Brooks came on the show. He was a character. He was a friend of their father's, and he came on and helped them with a few matches and everything. What I loved about this, me loving wrestling and really loving indie wrestling, that's who these two brothers were. They were just trying to keep their father's wrestling promotion going and dealing with other wrestling promotions in their area and just trying to get that big, basically trying to go worldwide, really, because they started doing stuff on the web and everything. And other than it was a battle between these two brothers, just like family drama of what was going on between them and their father. He was the one that was running it, but then he was coming across some hard times and everything, and he ended up taking his own life, and they were dealing with that. So, but this show was awesome. It was one of those ones that I had to watch week to week. I didn't wait until it was over, then watched it. It was like I think two episodes had already aired, and then I was like, you know what, let me give this show a shot. So I watched the first episode. I'm sorry. If it grabs me, it grabs me. If it doesn't, then oh well. But it did. It got a hold of me. This was before I knew CM Punk was in it. So I was like, oh yeah. So I was all in. I was wondering why CM Punk was hyping it up until I found out later that he was going to be on it. So I was like, oh sweet. So that was a double bonus for me. But this show was awesome. I loved it. The way it ended, it could end and there won't be a season two. But from what I'm looking at right now, season two is premiering sometime this year in 2022. So cool. I'll have to definitely keep my eyes out for season two, because the way it ended, it could have ended there, or it could have been, okay, there's going to be more. So obviously there was more, because the way it ended, I wasn't really sure on what they were doing, because I didn't know if this was a one and done. But this show was awesome. I really loved it. And for those of you that do like wrestling and you have stars, definitely check it out, because I thought this was an amazing show, and I loved what was going on, and I loved the basically the rivalry in ring and at home between the two brothers. And for those of you that have brothers, I mean, you obviously can relate to some of the stuff that was going on with them, or even you sisters and all that. But I thought it was a really, really good show. This opened my eyes more to Stephen Amell on his acting chops. Will I give Arrow a chance? No, I won't, because that to me is not Green Arrow. He has dabbled in wrestling, because I remember watching pay-per-views, WWE pay-per-views, where he did get involved into the ring and getting in some ring action and everything. So from what I understand, they did most of their in-ring work on the show. And I'm sure during maybe the harder things, they got stunt doubles, but it was them in their these actors in there throwing each other around and everything. And of course, CM Punk, when he was out there doing it, that was all him. So that was cool. And then the other thing that was really cool that if you guys follow CM Punk on Instagram, you guys, if you guys know who he is, you know he's all tatted up. Chest, arms, everything. Neck. He had to sit there for, I don't remember how many hours he said, for them to do body paint, all to cover all his tattoos. I didn't realize it at first because when he came on, he was like, he had clothes. But when he was in the ring, he comes out and he's got no tattoos on him. I was like, whoa, how did they do that? And they painted it all over him, like a few layers of body paint. And then I'm sure maybe a click of the mouse, they cleaned it all up. But I thought that was really awesome. And I love the show now. I'm just now finding out there's a season two as I'm looking on IMDb. So I'm ready for it. So hopefully it can make my list next year. And this is the original series streaming on Stars. And that was Heels coming in at my number, excuse me, 4 spot.
All right, I'll jump back in. For my number 3, I'm headed over to HBO and Mayor of Easton.
No spoilers, I'm not done.
Okay, where are you at? Where are you at? How many?
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle.
So. Okay. Described as a detective in a small Pennsylvania town investigates a local murder while trying to keep her life from falling apart. It excitingly stars in his second role of the year. He was in WandaVision as Ralph Boner, Quicksilver. Evan Peters is in this. It was cool to see him. David Denman, who a lot of people know from The Office, Roy from The Office. Guy Pearce, who we know in person, doesn't really like to meet the fans from our encounter at Hard Rock. So be it. But like I said, also when we first talked about this on the show, I didn't know what to expect from the show. And honestly, first half hour into the episode, I was a little like, what is this? I don't know. I was kind of like in the mode of what I do for a lot of new shows. And I was watching it like, well, let me just watch something that just came out so I can speak about it on the show. But by the time the first episode ended, like I was all the way in on this. I didn't see it at first, but then I came to understand, like, they did something that's really hard to do, something that a lot of shows don't even try to do, but they really built up the character, Kate Winslet's character, Mare, as a person, like, in this town. She's a cop, but, like, she's got a family, and she's divorced, and, you know, everybody knows her from you know, her neighbors to the people that she's working with on the street and trying to help as a cop. So I was really impressed by the layers of, like, personality they were able to embed in this. And then on top of that, you have, like, a whodunit kind of mystery going on. So, you know, I'm in there. Crime, drama, mystery, as it's described. And yeah, it really does pay off from top to bottom, and great performances. So yeah, I was pretty sure when I first saw it that it was going to be a first surefire entry on the list. And here it is at number 3 for me.
It probably would have made my list if I finished it, but I didn't finish it. It's good. It's really keeping my attention. It was cool to see Quicksilver in there as well as Guy Pearce. Academy Award winner Kate Winslet, I love her. I fell in love with her years and years ago with the early things she was in.
And what's cool is she's doing the Delco accent.
Yeah. but do I watch everything she's in? Not everything, because I tried some of her movies, other movies, and I was like, I can't get into this. But I just love her. So that was other than you were the first one that brought this show to my attention, then other people started talking about it. Shout out to Steve from League Geeks. He mentioned it on the show, and then I was listening to other pods, and they were like, oh my God, have you guys watched this show? And then that's a lot of them were like, no, I never heard of it. And I'm like, I just quit listening, because as of now, I do not know any spoilers or how it ended. So good. I'm just, I want to hurry. I'm halfway through it.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through it.
It's worth it to keep going.
Yeah, I am. I'm already in. So I'm not stopping, but all right.
Okay.
Cool. On to, what was it? Number three. This is a show that came on, streaming on Peacock. I did not even know what this was. My wife and I were watching TV, and I got Peacock just because of wrestling. That was the only reason, because WWE went over to it. And that was when we had the ads one. And, oh, that was killing me. So it was killing me with the ads.
Killing me.
Yep. So we had to upgrade that. So, but this is the new series, and we are getting season two because they just started filming it. So I'm really excited for that. And this is Ed Helms and Jenna Schmelding. I'm sorry, sister. I can never pronounce your name. And this is Rutherford Falls, a small town in the Northeast that turned upside down when local legend and town namesake Nathan Rutherford fights the moving of a historical statue. Okay. I knew Ed Helms was in it. I didn't know who Jenna was. I didn't know. I saw the thumbnail, and I was looking at her, and I was like, hey, is she wearing beaded jewelry? So I kind of clicked on it, and we watched the trailer, and I had no idea that this was dealing with Native Americans in this area. I believe they're on the East Coast. And I was like, whoa. So I started watching it. So we watched it. And all kinds of Native actors that are in this that we know and we love popped up onto this. And I was like, oh, my God, this show is awesome. And one episode, or a few episodes, a friend of the Skater Nest Podcast Network, she's been on one show, The Beautiful and the great Geraldine Keams. She's the same tribe as I, from the Navajo Nation. She was on this show, The Beautiful Julia Jones. Michael Gray Eyes, Devery Jacobs, Bobby Wilson, and a bunch of other people that pop up into the show. And I was like, oh man, I was all on board. One of my favorite characters in this was, it was like Professor Tobias, Paul F. Tompkins. There was an episode that he was in. He was all drunk and wild and everything. And I loved him, his stand up and everything. So, but this show was awesome. And the other two characters that I loved on the show was Bobby Wilson and Julia Jones. They played Wayne and Sally. They worked in the casino, the local casino. And Michael Gray Eyes. He's just badass in just about everything he's in. But another standout character in this film was Bobby Yang. He played by Jesse Lee. He's awesome in this show. Ed Helms, of course, but Jenna Schmeding. First time I'd seen her in anything, and I loved this show. I actually watched this season a few times when my mom and dad came up, and I asked my mom, "Have you heard of this show?" She's like, "No." So I clicked it on, and she sat there and binged the whole thing in one take. All I think there was like, I don't know how many episodes there was. There wasn't many. I remember that. But let me see. I guess there was, what, 10 episodes? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 episodes this first season. So I thought, but this show was awesome. I loved it. And like I said, season two is filming right now, so hopefully we'll get that really soon here this year. But it was a surprise show, and I think it surprised a lot of people, because when I talked about it on the show when I first saw it, I got a lot of my friends that they never even heard of it to check it out, because I know if you got the free version of Peacock, I think only one episode was on there, but a lot of my other friends that are Native, they're like, you know what? It's only like a few dollars. Fuck it. You might as well get another streaming service. And they got Peacock just for the show. And nice. I said, don't just watch this show. There's other shows on there. Plus, you got all the wrestling. Shout out to my girl, Sandy, her husband. He was like, man, thanks. I didn't know WWE was on there. So now he's old WWF guy like myself. So he's been watching all the old the old matches, the old WrestleManias from the beginning and everything. He said he really doesn't know too much about who's new, but now that they got Peacock, he can watch all the new stuff on the WWE network on this. But Rutherford Falls, this is an awesome show. It's hella funny. Episodes are only 30 minutes long. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out if you have Peacock. And this is Rutherford Falls in my number 3 spot.
All right. From one native show to another, coming into my number 2 spot is Res Dogs, Reservation Dogs, comedy series about 4 Native American teenagers growing up in a reservation in eastern Oklahoma. Obviously, Nez, you brought this to my attention first. And yeah, I really loved it. Obviously, great opening couple episodes where they're all kind of grouped up. The first effing Res Dogs episode and then Indian Clinic. A lot of heart in that one. But what I really liked is when the like kind of middle heart of the season, how they started to do kind of solo stories about each of the characters. The ride along episode with our guy, Zane McLaren. Yeah. That episode, the episode with when Willie Jack goes out in the woods and the being of the woods, which
the tall man.
Yeah, which you sent me became like not obviously a ton of people didn't do it, but it became people use that as like a Halloween outfit. You sent me a couple of things for that. But anyways, I know you're probably going to have some stuff to say about this series, so I don't want to say too much, but I did love it a lot. I mentioned before, it feels of the same universe as Atlanta, and I got a lot of love for that show too, of where it's real, but also slightly on a different like plane of existence too. And I really appreciated that. And then whatever is just top to bottom good. So yeah, easy to come in on the list. It was pretty sure going to be a surefire entry in the list. And yeah, my number 2 is Reservation Dogs.
All right. Coming in my my number 2, Cobra Kai season 4. We got two seasons this year.
Two times.
And this one dropped December 31st at midnight. And you know damn well I was there. I did the same thing as I did with season 3. I got 6 episodes in and I said, I can't take it. I'm tired. I better go to bed. And then I got up the next day and finished it. But man, I'm going to pat myself on the back. As much as I love the show and as much as I talked about it and all the things that I wanted to see and storyline wise, everything that I've said has happened. And the way this ends, I mentioned it. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to spoil it because I'm sure you guys all haven't seen it yet. Another thing that I said that should happen is going to happen in season 5. And I was like, oh, my God, I could not believe it. It is. I can't dive into it, everyone, because I know you guys haven't, maybe you guys hasn't binged it like I did. But remember at the end of season 3, when I had talked about that there was a character coming back, and that was we weren't really sure if he was going to come back because he was he retired basically from acting, but he came back for this. because the way season two ended, we see Sensei Kreese talking to one of his friends, and they when during some flashbacks in season three, they were saying, yeah, they mentioned Terry Silver, and he was gonna come back, or he was gonna make an appearance, but we didn't know if for sure if they were gonna recast or what. At the end of that, we see John Kreese on the phone going, "Hey, man, it's been a long time." And then I was like, "Oh my God, I couldn't believe it." The trailers came out, the teasers came out, and we saw Terry Silver. I was like, "Oh my God!" And that first, teaser that they dropped on us, I couldn't believe it, and it was Terry Silver, Thomas Ian Griffith. And yes, he's much older, because they really play on that, man. We're all old men now, but it was Terry Silver, and I could not believe it. I mean, last time we saw him was in part three, and that was like the only time we saw him in part three, and that was like 32 years ago. I think it came out in like 85 or something like that, whenever that first one, or that Karate Kid 3 came out. But, oh my God. I can't dive into it. I can't, as much as I want. 89 is when that movie came out. But it was so awesome. There was other characters that also came back, other than all the main characters that were in it, Ralph Macchio, William Zabka, and all the younger actors in it. They all came back. The thing that was funny, though, I think it's Zolo. I think that's how you say his name. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. He's the guy that plays Miguel Diaz. If you remember him from season three, like overnight, this kid put on some weight. I think it looked like more like muscle as well, because his face seemed a little bit, I don't want to say chubbier, but like, he didn't look like this in season three. And it's basically the like that day it ended, or the next day or whatever. But a lot of time has passed. We weren't sure if we were going to get a season four because of COVID and everything, but they worked around it. And everyone was safe. From what I didn't hear any instances of anybody getting sick while they were filming it. But it was cool. And it was cool to see a lot of these actors growing up on this show, especially Owen Morgan. And what's the other little gentleman's name? Little Asian guy. I can't remember his name. But those two, they were little kids in that first season. And now they're all tall. this show is awesome. I mean, season one was awesome. Season two, season three had me in tears. And this season four just blew me away on what was going on in it regarding Terry Silver, and season five on what's coming. And I'm like, if you're really, really familiar with the story, a line of this show, not the Will Smith one with his son, and not the one with Hilary Swank. Oh my God. At some point in it, I was sitting there and I was thinking about the Zisu here going, if they better not try to shoehorn Julie into this, Hilary Swank's character. Because there's no need for her. Nobody knows who she is. There'd be no reason for her to come in. So I was like, but they mentioned someone. There was a couple of lines that dropped in this that I went, and then the way it ended, I was like, oh my God. My grandsons were sitting there, and my hands were like, I was grabbing my hair going, I wanted to say, oh, fuck. I wanted to scream out loud, but I was like, oh my God, I could not believe it. And when this character comes back, oh my God, I could not wait for season five. And if we get it this year, awesome. But if not, well, it'll have to be next year. But you know damn well that episode, season five, is going to be on my list. If it's not for 2022, it can be for 2023. But either way, I cannot wait. And I'm gonna watch this whole series again because my wife didn't. She got through the first three episodes and she was like, I can't hang. I'm going to bed. She goes, you're going to try to finish it? I said, yeah, I'm going to try. But I only went three more after her. These episodes are only like a half hour long. So, but oh, my God. And as far as all the young actors that are in it, male and female, to see them from season one to now on their skill set of martial arts is just getting better and better and better. Especially the two female leads, Mary Mauser and Peyton List. Peyton List plays Tori Nichols. She's my favorite. And Mary Mauser is Samantha LaRusso. She gets on my nerves. But those two, they're really stepping up with their martial arts skills. So it's really cool that they are doing this. There was the one character, Anthony LaRusso, Griffin's, I can try to pronounce his last name. He was a little chubby guy in the first season. And he only popped in every now and then. It was Daniel's son. But now he had a bigger role this season. And he got bigger and he lost all the weight. From what I understand, I don't know if it's true or not. I guess he was getting body shamed for being overweight, and he just stepped it up. I don't know if that's true or not. You know how the internet goes. But, I mean, this kid, I mean, I didn't like him when he was a little guy. But now that what they did with him this season, I thought was awesome. There was another character that didn't – she wasn't in the last season because from what I understand – something happened and they didn't bring her back for season three, but she made an appearance in this one, so I was happy that she came out. She came back. She played Aisha Robinson. That's Nicole Brown. Just look her up to find out why she wasn't in season three. Something happened. I can't remember, but it was good to see her come back and everything. But two things happened at the end of this season that just blew me away. I mean, I was in tears at one point, and then something happened to go. I went, and then the credits rolled. So, oh my God, I can't wait. And what happened at the two things that happened at the end, I already called before this season even came out. When I was laying down as a Karate Kid fan of what I wanted to see, and I don't know if these guys are listening, but they're doing what I want, and I cannot wait for the next season because this show is amazing. Season three never came out on Blu-ray, so hopefully – or DVD. I only got the first two seasons. It didn't even come out on Blu-ray, so hopefully maybe when the whole series is over, they'll put out a big box set, and damn well I'm going to buy it. I think they're going to do the season three and four combo like they did with the first two seasons, so – But Cobra Kai season four, oh my God, it's awesome, and I love what they're doing on this show, and it's amazing to see all these old characters that I grew up with in the 80s, and then now they're all old men like me or older than me. But I just love the show. I cannot praise it enough. This show is amazing. If you guys have not seen any. If you know just your knowledge is from the Karate Kid films, the first three, this is something definitely you guys should watch because this show is amazing. This has been just the best few years of TV, and this show is awesome. I mean, if you guys, again, I don't know how I'm selling this, watch it because this show is fucking awesome, and I love it. And Cobra Kai season four came in at my number two spot.
Now we just need Jaden Smith.
No need, because of those, they don't exist in this timeline. Julie does, but like I said, they'll really be reaching if they try to bring her in. So,
well, yeah, I want to see Jaden Smith. So
there's no need. They would be stupid for them. They'd be jumping the shark if they brought him in.
Bring
in, they'd be Jackie jumping the shark Chan if they bring in Julie. So
James Smith and Jackie Chan.
It will not fit in what they're trying to do. Because right now, what they've been doing with this, with all the stuff that happened in the first three films, it's just been amazing on what they're doing. These guys that are writing these stories are fans of those films like I am, and they know them. I would love to be sitting there in the writer's room with them and throwing in my two cents. But this show is awesome. You got Netflix, all four seasons are on there right now. And I couldn't wait. You guys know this. I could not wait. And I wasn't going to do one episode here, another episode there. No, boom, 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 boom. Binged it all. So, awesome. Please, please give me season 5 this year if you can. But if not, I guess I got to wait a whole year. But who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I could see it. So, all right. Time to end the countdown for me, where you began your countdown. My number one show of the year is Squid Game. There was no other show this year that I felt that way of, like, I got to keep going. I got to watch the next one. I got to keep going. No show drew me in like it. So I didn't know it actually was going to be in my number one spot. But when I looked at I wrote down all the TV shows on my list, and then I was trying to put them in order. I realized that, like, that was the one show that it had some surprises. It had some stuff that I was happy that I called, but it was like, it was just so engaging and it kept me in it. And that doesn't often happen, especially with the streaming shows, where you can be like, oh, okay, it's there. It'll be there. When I feel like it, I'll jump back in for episode 3, and then you let it sit. And, it's been a long time. What was their connection? What was that? Who was that? And it wasn't that for me. If it wasn't a day, it was between 2 days that I got through the whole series. So, yeah. Real big. And yeah, you mentioned it at the top, and I'm mentioning it here at the bottom. Squid Game's number one for me.
All right. Well, I'm going to get into it. I already did my whole spiel. Rewind it if you guys don't remember. But this had to be my number one show. And this was a show that I didn't really know much about. Zisu had already talked about it. But this is Reservation Dogs, the FX on Hulu. This show for the Native community just blew up on what was going on. I live on the res now, but I grew up in the city. I'm a urban native. I'm East Oakland to the bone. And this show was amazing on what was going on. I do know that res life. The res that I live on now is different than the res that I knew in Arizona. Of going there, I've mentioned this many times on either my show or this show, of going there every summer, going there pretty much my whole life. I have not been there in a while. I do need to get down there and see my grandmother. But what was happening on this show, I could relate to everything that was going on in this. And it was funny. It was sad. It was exciting. It was really emotional with what was going on in this. And these young actors that brought these characters to life, Devery Jacobs as Alora Dannon, Bear, his name is hard to pronounce. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his brother's name. But he played Bear. Cheese, Lane Factor. My favorite character and a lot of people's favorite character. She just stole every scene she was in. And this is Paulina Alexis. She played Willie Jack. She's amazing. I love her so much. She was just awesome. Reminded me of some of my cousins and my cousin's friends on how she acted. There was something going on. Someone mentioned this. He goes, what did they do? Did they go to the res and go, hey, we want the most resiest girl here to play this character? And they found Paulina Alexis. She is amazing on what she did on this show. And it was real. I mean, she was real to the everything she did, her how she was. Is she really like that back home? I don't know. But I want to say I'd probably say it's safe to say that she is, because she kept that shit 100 the whole time. And she was my favorite. She was no joke. She was down for hers and her friends, her family. She was straight up, and there was times where they were about to fight and she was right there. She told that chick, she was like, fuck you, bitch. I ain't scared of you. She was awesome. We also had Elva Guerrera. She came in. She was Aunt Jackie. It was good to see her. And Lil Mike and Funny Bone as Moss and Miko. They were awesome. Yeah. Shout out to them. Jack Miracle as White Steve. He was awesome. Rita, played by the beautiful Sarah Podmisky. I think that's her name. Zahn McLaren is Big. The awesome John Proudstar as Leon. Kirk Fox as Kenny Boy, and Marty Cardellop, I think that's his name. I don't know. I'm murdering your last name. He played Esnell, I think his name. It was those guys that were at the junkyard. Those guys were hella funny. Dallas Goodtooth as Spirit. The Spirit guy that came to bear. Hey, Young Warrior. He was Love awesome him. Every time he was
so
on.
So good.
Yep. Kimberly Guerrero as Annie B. She was beautiful on this show. I have not seen this sister in a long time. She played Willie Jack's mom, Jennifer Podmetsky, I think that's her name. I had not seen her in a really, really long time. I remember seeing her in some older indie fan native films. So it was really good to see her in this. Bill Burr as Chokaji. He was awesome. He was only in the one episode. Bobby Lee, he played Dr. Kang. He was awesome in this. And Jenna Schmitting from Rutherford Falls, she popped up in one episode. She was hella funny in this, because she played a receptionist at the clinic. And damn well, I know plenty of Native sisters how she acted. That's what I loved about this show. Geraldine Keams, again, awesome. She was in this. Wes Studi, yeah, he played Bucky. He was badass in this. And Bobby Wilson. He was Jumbo. He was the guy that worked at the dispensary. That shit was hella funny. I think that was my favorite episode when they were dealing with Gary Farmer. What's his name? I just said his name. What the fuck was his name? Uncle Brownie. I thought that that was awesome. But the stories they were telling in this series, I watched this season at least 5 or 6 times. I mean, the episodes are really short, so you can zip through it. But oh my god, this series was amazing. And shout out to Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi. They're the ones that brought this to them. I was listening to Taika as well as Sterling Harjo when they were talking about what they were doing. Sterling, he was friends with Taika. I met him a long time ago. And if it wasn't for Taika, we wouldn't have gotten the show, because Taika had already had his deal with FX because of what we do in the shadows. And they kind of asked him, like, hey, man, you got any other show ideas? And he goes, you know what? I do. He hooked up with Sterling Hydro because he had told him his story on what he wanted to do. And he told him, like, look, man, because they want me to do another show. Do you want to do it? So they went into production, went and found everybody, busted out the stories, and this is what they brought it to us. It's an amazing show. For me, it was tough with a lot of the episodes and what was going on, dealing with drugs and alcohol, dealing with depression, dealing with the loss of a loved one, dealing with suicide, and just dealing with grief and everything. I mean, that's why this show was real. It had a lot. One of my friends watched it, and he was like, you know what? It was a really good show, but he couldn't relate to some. He was a non-native. He couldn't relate to some of the stuff that was going on. And some of the things that they were saying and doing in the show, I had to explain to him, oh, that this means that. This is why that happened. And it was like, ah, okay. So he really loved the show. But this show was awesome. I think the toughest one is when these characters, they were all mourning for a friend of theirs, a character that had taken his life. And it was they all wanted to get off the res. They wanted to go to California to just get away from Oklahoma, because there was one of them was like, you know what, this place is going to kill us if we don't leave, so we need to go to California. Well, I don't know why they chose California, but all right. but that was their mission throughout the whole show, to get to California to raise money and do what they had to do. These guys were little hustlers and thieves on what they were doing to get their money, but and also dealing with the stuff of life and dealing with a rival gang. I think they called them the Indian Mafia or whatever. But everything in this was awesome. Lil Mike and Funny Bone, I mean, they were awesome every time they popped up onto the show. They weren't in every episode, but it was cool when they did. But this show was awesome. I loved it. And like I said, I laughed and I cried and everything. And it just hit me, as well as other Native communities throughout the world, on of the subject matter that they were covering on this show. And it was tough. I mean, just thinking of some of the episodes that were on this, of just tears just pouring down my cheeks on how sad it was. And some of the stuff that also tears came out when I was happy for what was going on with these characters on the show. But I like Cobra Kai, I can't sell this enough. This show is amazing, and I loved it. And then, like, it just blew up overnight, because everybody, I mean, I remember seeing posters for it and everything, advertisements. Yeah, Reservation Dog, Reservation, but nobody knew what it was at that point. I mean, they had a little trailer, but we still didn't know what this was until that first episode dropped. I think they dropped two episodes when it finally hit Hulu, and then it was week to week. So I mean, I was watching this show. I could not wait. I watched it every day, every airdrop when it came out. Shout out to Skodin Cinema, Native Film Talk, also the Ripe Potatoes, and Hokie Podcast, when we did our roundtable when the first show came on, and then when the whole season was over, we did a roundtable and we all hooked up and we got out and we talked about what we loved about this show. But we all came into agreement. Willie Jack, Paulina, Alexis was our favorite character, because she's badass. Little young sister, if you're listening, I love you, and I just can't wait to see what you do more. She was also in an awesome film that I'd seen this year, and she had a small little part in the new Ghostbusters, so that was pretty cool. But Zahn McLaren, he's badass in just about everything he's done. I know he's got his own series coming, dealing with some Navajo stuff. I can't really remember what the show is called. It's based off of a book series. Let me see. What if Dark Winds? It's a TV series. I guess they're filming it right now. Shout out to him. He was in one episode of Hawkeye, and then spoiler alert. Yeah. It was a reason why it was only one episode, but it was cool to see him in it. So technically he's in the MCU. But Reservation Dogs, awesome, awesome show. If you have Hulu, definitely check it out. If you haven't seen it, you'll either love it or hate it. But to me, I loved it. And everybody that was a part of it, and Sterling Harjo and Taika, you guys rock. Also, shout out to Sten Jotti. He played a character in this, and I know there was some little backlash on what was going on with him, but his character, what the hell was his name? He was a rapper. I can't remember his name on the show. But, oh, my God, the show's amazing. So definitely check out Reservation Dogs on Hulu. And I'm going to run through my TV shows really quick. From number 6, Squid Game. Number 5, Cobra Kai Season 3. Number 4, Heels. Number 3, Rutherford Falls. Number 2, Cobra Kai Season 4. And my number one show for 2021 is Reservation Dogs. What's yours?
All right. My number 6 spot went to Big Brother. 5 was Succession. 4 was Only Murders in the Building. 3 was Mayor of Easttown. 2 was Reservation Dogs. And 1 was Squid Game. And being that we're on TV, I just got some pretty sad news as far as stuff I'm really into. I know stuff you're into, and just sad kind of personally. Did you hear about Joe Gatto?
No, what happened?
He's sadly going to be getting divorced. So because of that, he's stepping away from Jokers, which makes me wonder if Jokers is just done, because I would be surprised to see the three of them just doing it after, like, for 10 years, it's been the four of them. And even before the show, you know, Tenderloins and stuff. But yeah, pretty sad.
Oh, I don't know. The way Q was talking about it on Tell Him Steve Dave, it was like, yeah, they started filming, so whatever. Who knows? Maybe that's the last season. But they were filming. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe he'll just take a break, yeah, and then they'll come back later.
Yeah, they got more episodes to share, but yeah.
Well,
that's sad. You know, that happens, though. I get it, you know. So
yeah, it's life. But
yep.
I honorable mention, if I would have finished it, would have been the Mayor of Easttown. Also, another honorable mention, the Real World Reunion, LA. That's been pretty good on what's going on that show. There was another show I watched. I can't remember the name of it. It's not TV, but it's internet TV, I guess. Shout out to the guys, Side Talk NYC. Man, to me, that I love their little 1 minute clips on YouTube. Man, shout out to them inside the Side Talk NYC. You heard? And there was more shows that I watched, but I don't remember. Of course, Young Sheldon, the Connors, and all that, and all the other little sitcoms that I watched here and there. I know some of the shows. One of the shows I watched, something happened with one of the characters, and I guess he's getting canceled, and I don't know. Maybe that's the end of that show. But again, it was a lot of good TV this year. Or last year, 2021, and hopefully we can find more new shows that will be ours. Because pretty much these were new shows, except for Cobra Kai. Out of those two spots, the other ones, the other five or four were new shows. So, but
yeah.
Guarantee you, Cobra Kai is going to be on my list for 2022, and we'll see about the rest. But they all are getting more seasons, so who knows? Maybe my list will be the same, minus Squid Game. But if you guys did see Squid Game, spoiler alert: there's going to be a part 2. So who knows? Who knows when we'll get that?
Yeah, I wonder if we will get that this next year.
I hope not. I'd rather have them sit on it and really, really, really think about it. Don't just.
I think they wanted it to be a trilogy.
Don't just half-ass it and throw it out just to get it out. If you make us wait a couple of years, cool. Go for it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, either way, I hope it's good. But yeah, the other shout-outs I have you heard of that show Landscapers on HBO?
Nope.
It's pretty interesting and odd. It's based off a real life story. Murder that happened in the 90s, and then it like went like unknown for like 13, 14 years, and then it came to light. that show, and then I watched a ton of Challenge. So I got to shout out the Challenge.
I don't watch any of that.
The Challenge All Stars. Oh yeah, you got to watch the Challenge All Stars though.
I'm good. Real World's enough.
You got to check it out though, just for the old timers.
I don't know. I mean, the ones on the LA are killing me, but I'll get into it when that whole season's over with. Oh man, I don't know if it is.
What's Challenge All Stars?
There's a couple of characters that are on there that are just. I talked about one, Beth, she got on my nerves, and she's still getting on my nerves. But there's another character as well. If she's on there, she can get on my nerves, probably even worse. But I don't know, we'll see. But all right, everyone, that's gonna be it this episode. We still got two more best of episodes coming for you. Within the next day or two, they'll be out. So. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here for another year. Shout out to everyone that listens to us. We love you. Everyone around the world that hears our voices, thank you so much. Please spread the love. Tell your friends, tell your family that you want to listen to me complain and listen to the Zisu give his thoughts on a lot of things that he like. And yeah, that's it. So come back next time real quick, real soon, and we'll see you then. So until then, party on.
Yep, we'll see y'all real soon. Till the next time, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, you society.